Mrs. Alexander, thanks a lot for your speech. I invite now Mr. Ensel, Ambassador and Government Delegate from Poland, and I call upon to join us at the podium Mr. Asscher, Minister of Social Affairs and Employment of Netherlands. You have the floor, Mr. Ensel.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants, let me congratulate, first of all, the International Labour Conference with today's adopting of the protocol and recommendation to the Convention 29, as well as amendments to the Code of Maritime Labour Convention. Each session of the ILO is of importance from the perspective of the workers, employers, and ministers of labor. It is also meaningful for enhancing social dialogue at each level. I deeply believe that this conference may also become momentous. Mr. Chairman, when observing the outcomes of international crises, you should mainly focus on employment, which in the course of this session shall be discussed in details both in the committee and, during the plenary meetings. The Government of the Republic of Poland supports the concept of sustainable labor market development presented by the ILO. Poland is deeply aware of the need for a comprehensive approach to employment, especially in the area of specifying the trouble spots of the current policy. My country supports and implements in practice the actions aiming at greater inclusion of less favored groups, in particular youth, women and 50-plus employees. In this context, the Government of the Republic of Poland recognizes the need to include the social aid structures in the professional activation processes. Unemployment among young people remains definitely an unprecedented social issue. Unemployment in this age category poses a threat of a lost generation syndrome, resulting in wasting human and social capital delivered by significant state expenses. Thus, Poland, similarly to the other member states, have drawn up the Youth Guarantee Implementation Plan, following the recommendation of the European Commission. This paper, along with the provisions of the Act on Promotion of Employment and Labour Market Institutions, anticipates applying of the new instruments enabling shortening the duration of young people unemployment to 4 months from registration in the re-employment services. The amended Act stipulates application of innovative instruments such as internship and training bills, as well as a loan program targeted on development of entrepreneurship among young people. Mr. President, social dialogue is the key to solution for the social labor market. Thus, the role of social partners in managing the funds from the labor fund, as well as labor market policy programming and monitoring, has been increased. In addition, labor market councils acquired the decision-making competences in the area of the National Training Fund operation, allowing the social partners to decide on the allocation of funds for trainings for the groups of employees, companies, and regions in need in a greater degree than previously. Mr. Chairman, dear friends, I would like to express my deepest thanks to the Director General, Guy Ryder, for his report, Fair Migration, Setting an ILO Agenda, creating the opportunity to tripartite discussion on the key issue of labor migration. We will all agree that the global crisis, resulting in, among others, a pressure to reduce labor costs, may contribute to worsened condition of certain categories of employees, including, in particular, the migrants. Therefore, ensuring by the target countries the fair mobility conditions to the Polish practice in the area of migration adheres to the provision of the European Commission communication, the global approach to migration and mobility. It should also be emphasized that both Polish labor law and the provision of the Act of Promotion, Employment and Labor Market Institutions are of anti-discriminatory nature. Three ILO conventions are of primary significance for guaranteeing basic laws of migrant workers. Increased employment, social dialogue, development, in particular in context of supporting public policy and promoting corporate social responsibility, are the actions to determine the directions to be followed by governments and social partners. Only joint efforts will allow us to find effective solutions of strategic problems as unemployment, demographic and environmental challenges, as well as threats to democracy and sustainable development. The ILO initiatives may act as an example of searching global solutions for enhancing regional and national initiatives. I thank you very much for your attention.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Hengsel. Now let me call Mr. Asher to take the